in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very happy to be aboard with you on a football Wednesday. And during this hour, you're going to hear from the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Always like to drill into Browns talk with that guy. We've got so much to cover through this Browns offseason. And what to think about, the biggest topic is what is sort of lingering out there on the collective mindset of Browns fans for these next 6 weeks or so, for this time period where really nothing is going to go on football-wise because they're done with the off-season workouts until late July when training camp opens. And what are the priorities going to be to address? What's lingering? What's the carryover from the off-season? So we'll get into that. We're also going to hear, and this guy is always interesting when he's on this show, George Warhop. He is the Browns' offensive line coach, one of two of them, actually. They have Mike Sullivan, who had been here previously, and Mike was brought back as part of the new Rob Jedzinski coaching staff. But George Warhop, one of only a few holdovers from the Pat Shurmur staff, and it's interesting. You talk about offensive line being a place where continuity is important, and we know that to be the team that usually has the best offensive line has the healthiest line, has five starters who are there game after game all year long. Well, coaching is part of that continuity too, and the Browns valued enough of what George Warhop brings to the table to have him aboard along with Mike Sullivan, and the two of them work very well together. We saw them through the off-season workouts and in other circumstances just talking with them, and clearly they have a good understanding of how to work together. But we're going to talk with George Warhop too, about coming back and how much it means to him to be back and to sort of see the group that he was part of a year ago, where they are now, breaking in a rookie at right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz, all the change that was undergoing at guard, at left guard, Jason Pinkston with the blood clot, then having to put John Greco in there, and on with this offensive line, and some of the new faces, Garrett Gilkey, being brought aboard via the draft, seventh-round draft pick. Your questions, comments from the Browns' social media pages. Dennis from Facebook, I like this one. Dennis says, tell Vic to stop sounding like gloom and doom on Josh Gordon. No one man makes a team. Who said Gordon is going to be a difference maker? I hope he did not, meaning me, put that much stock in Gordon. Well, Dennis, thank you for that. And you're right. You know what? You're right. You're right about maybe I've gone a little too far on the negative talk about what Gordon's two-game suspension means to the Browns. Okay? I'll accept that. And I probably shouldn't be guilty of doing the very thing that I have said on the show and have written for ClevelandBrowns.com that the Browns shouldn't do. Shouldn't use this as any kind of an excuse. Shouldn't treat it as something that's such a concern that it reaches a point of distraction to the team. That's what they've got to avoid. And that's just common sense. But maybe by talking about it so much and dealing with it, and as you put it, in the gloom and doom respect, okay. But I will say this. I do think he is a difference maker. I think he's the biggest difference maker among the receivers the Browns have. I think he's the biggest big play threat on the roster. And that hasn't changed. And in fact, if anything, watching him through off-season workouts, and I know we'll get into this with Jim Donovan in a little bit, it was easy to see that. And it's easy to see how so much of his game has come together, from the out-of-shape, underprepared rookie he was a year ago to what he looks to have become through this off-season. So you said, I hope I didn't put that much stock in Gordon. I have put a lot of stock in Gordon. I still do. Yet your point is well taken, that going overboard and emphasizing too much about the absence of one guy, probably not the right thing to do. And again, if I'm going to tell, I'm going to have a double standard here, if I'm going to say to the other players on the team, besides Gordon, the players on the team, the coaches on the team, that they have to overcome this, that they can't treat this as a way out of struggles through the first two games because he isn't there. Okay, I agree. I shouldn't do that either. But thank you for that, Dennis. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the voice of the Browns. Jim Donovan will join me right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day. PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Wednesday. Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert. He'll be with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni. Pre-show Browns Fans Fest and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you proudly by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. So, Jim, with off-season workouts completed, what would you say the number one area of this football team that's going to be on your mind, that's going to maybe keep you awake at night over these next 6 weeks or so before training camp?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to miss Josh Gordon for those first two games. So that was a little bit of a disappointment. And I know to a lot of people, wherever I went over the weekend, I'm sure you too, Vic. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were wondering about that because I think we think the young man's got very special abilities. So, I mean, that's going to be tough. I'm interested, I think right now, and I think maybe I'm going to surprise you, Vic, but I am interested in seeing this defense because we've seen so much of the offense. through the OTAs and the minicamp. And I think that's how that's built anyway,
right.
The installation. And I know they're installing both ends and certainly all three if you go to the special teams. But I'm interested now to see what the defense can do, because the only true vision of that will come once they put pads on and they start hitting, and that happens in training camp. I think that you can talk about, you know, being able to participate in the mini camps and the OTA sessions, but to really see how this is going to work and Ray Horton's true vision of this defense, I don't think we'll truly get that until we see them in training camp and in pads and hitting and tackling and then the preseason game. So that's the next area that is going to intrigue me.
Back to the Gordon conversation.
Yep.
Are you, though, comfortable at all with the rest of the receiving core enough to say that it could overcome Gordon's absence on the basis of depth, or do you think just taking him out of there just leaves it like a gaping void?
Well, the more I watched him, the more I would say it really concerns me that he's not there, because believe me, that's a compliment to him.
Sure.
Because I watched him really.
He had a great offseason.
Unbelievable. I mean, physically looks great. And then he's just growing into the offense, and they're growing into him. I mean, they know where to go, where to dial it up to find him, and it's usually a big play. I am confident. I think they'll probably have to. I will say this. I think, Vic, they're going to have to change their attack in those first two games without him. Now, are there people that can do that? Yeah, I think so. And I think there's in such an infancy in the new offense that it's probably, you know, going to be a little bit more tolerable to take at this point in time. But I just think that the Browns can ill afford to lose people like that. They couldn't afford to lose Joe Hayden last year, and they did. And they struggled with that. And I'm not so sure they can afford to lose a big weapon in this offense like Josh Gordon. Yet, if you're going to do it, I guess earlier is better than, later in the middle of the year.
Well, that's such a great point, because I had the opportunity to talk with North Turner the other day in the facility, and he didn't seem like the ceiling fell on him.
Yeah.
He didn't have that approach. And I know Norv, as a rule, is a guy who kind of keeps himself pretty, you know, the poker face and so forth, doesn't let you see all the emotions. But actually, he was in a pretty good mood, and I thought he'd be in a worse one, because this was only shortly thereafter that suspension announcement. But I got the sense from him, just as you said, two things: that it's two games and not four, not more.
Right.
That it's early. That he has now a whole training camp, basically, in preseason, and the rest of whatever this offseason is, because I know coaches will unplug and take some vacation time, but they're taking work home with them. No one's kidding anybody.
Oh,
I talked, you know, talking with George Warhop just about his scheduling as well. They're packing stuff up to take home, and George will be on the show, by the way, in a little bit. But I sense that there is a real plan. And I'm not entirely sure how it's going to look, but a true plan for these first two games that allow this team to make up for Gordon's absence.
Yeah, well, and they'll have to do that. There's no question to succeed and to not totally, abandon things because he's not there. It just would have been great to see him there, and I think fans were excited to see him, because there have been so many glowing reports. We've been the voices of that that have watched him progress this offseason, and he's had a great offseason. So, it's always tough then when you'll see him play in those four preseason games, and the Browns will play him, and you'll see him out of practice every day, and then realize that he's a scratch on those first two games,
right,
that he's not available. So, go get him, Greg Little. Go get him, Travis Benjamin. Go get him, Devon Bess. Do what you can do. The tight ends, I thought, really look good. I don't think all is lost, and I'm glad to hear that North feels the same way, too. But, I think it was a little bit of an uppercut, I think, that everybody got hit with.
And go get him, Trent Richardson.
Go get him, right. Yes, absolutely. Go get him, Trent Richardson. And, listening to Richardson defend himself and his health and his physical shape and the confidence that he has that he'll be ready to go, all of that is good, too. Yeah, I mean, that is if Trent Richardson is going to be a huge part of this offense, it will start definitely on opening day, and it might even become a bigger chunk now because of that news late last week.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Jim, you mentioned the defense and how you're anxious to see how it looks when the hitting does take place.
Right.
I think a couple of things. I don't know that we've said enough about how well Jabal Sheard has performed through this offseason, because he did some things, his movement on the field, and I was tempering it. I was saying, well, maybe it's just because I'm not seeing him with his hand down, and seeing him up and moving makes him look faster, makes him look more dynamic. But you know what? I think he's fast and dynamic. I think he's got the two qualities you want, an outside linebacker, and why not give it up to him? He's doing well.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's got it, don't hide it. I mean, he is he's a very special player. He had a great rookie year. I thought he had a slow start last year. And a lot of people thought, well, Phil Taylor's not in there, and you know, maybe Jabal is getting extra attention because Taylor's not in there, and they can devote more to shutting Shear down. When Taylor did get in there, there was a noticeable bump in Jabal Sheard. I think he can be a very disruptive player, and I think he needs to be a disruptive player on this defense. Yes, there was a great question mark around his name. Would he be able to conform and perform in this defense? And it's good to hear that he is performing so well, because that has come from everybody on that coaching staff that he has gotten it.
Yep.
And that's the big thing, I think, with these guys. Do they get it? You know?
Yeah.
And he gets it right now.
And I've heard this, by the way, from the offensive side of the ball as well as the defense, how impressed they are with Jabal Sheard. And speaking of how this offense has dealt with this defense, you know, I think another factor in this defensive transition is how it is helping the offense perform better. And by and large, if it is what we all think it could be, and if it does take hold quickly, if there isn't a huge learning curve, although I suspect there's going to be some, and what I mean by that is when the season starts, that it progressively gets better, it might not necessarily start in the best place, that this too helps this team overcome Gordon's absence.
Yeah, I think so. They should be ready to go. I mean, and they'll see a lot of 3-4 throughout the year. And, you know, now they'll see it on an everyday basis, because that's what their defense is running, and they can help them out by, you know, getting them ready for games. So I think all of that is good. I just I like Ray Horton a great deal. I like talking to him. I like listening to him talk about his players, because he simplifies things.
Yeah.
And he simplifies it for us too, because sometimes when you hear coaches talk, I mean, you really feel like you're listening to a different language. That isn't so with Ray Horton, and sometimes defensive guys can be like that, but he simplifies it to the point where it's physical ability, it's speed, it's getting to the ball, it's getting there in a timely fashion, and it's getting that quarterback. And really, that's what it is all about right now in the NFL. Can you get the quarterback? Can you disrupt him before he throws, because people throw so much? Can you get him off his rhythm?
Do we think, Jim, that there's going to be a lot of fierce competition for positions? I mean, I look at mostly on the defensive side of the ball, because if we look at the offensive side right now, almost everything's set. You have that question at left guard to whether it's Jason Pinkston winning back his job versus John Greco, and a lot of that is going to be just Jason's health and how he comes back from that blood clot. And I know they're not force-feeding him too heavily, but he seems to be coming along. But as I look at the defensive side of the ball, we look at the corner spot opposite Joe Hayden. We look at the safety spot opposite T.J. Ward. We look at the inside linebacker spot next to DeQuell Jackson. And after that, it's the kicker, I guess. You know, who's going to win kicker and who's going to win punter.
Ah.
I mean, these are all – I don't want to minimize anything.
No.
But do we have scintillating
I think you hit on them. I think it's that corner spot, and I definitely think it's that safety spot. And the corner spot might be, you know, the biggest bit of competition. I mean, Tashawn Gibson looks pretty good back there at safety.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be other competition, but he seems to be a helmet ahead of everybody. But at cornerback, I think that's wide open. How good is the kid McFadden going to be? How quickly can he play? Buster Screen really competes out there.
He does.
You know, he really does. The kid Owens really competes out there, too. But I'll tell you what, Trevin Wade is in there. He competes. But, you know, Buster Screen kind of jumps out at you because he's in the middle of everything. He really is. He doesn't shy away from it at all. He's super aggressive. The thing is, with the defensive line, it's such a rotation thing anyway.
Right.
Does it matter that you start? Probably not, because you're going to get a number of snaps anyway. And I think most teams do it, and I certainly feel the Browns are capable of doing it now because they have pretty good depth there. And I know people are going to be in different spots. So I think the defensive line is just going to be a rotation thing. I think that secondary, those two spots, probably will get the biggest attention.
Buster Skrin makes you notice him.
He does.
And not always
and
for the wrong reasons.
Because he's small.
Yeah.
You know, it's really in spite of that. I mean, you say, wow, look at this guy. He really gets there. He's a physical player.
There's a fierceness about him. As you said, a physical sense, sometimes too physical, but I don't know that that's that fine line, and I talked about this with the coaches last year, is that you're cautious about discouraging that physicality because it could really work against the player and work against the team if you're telling him to be too careful. And you don't mind sometimes aggressive mistakes. He seemed to make too many mistakes, aggressive or otherwise, and the key is, has he figured out how to temper those down? But the one thing that guy has that you have to love and respect is the speed and that closing speed. And I think that helps make up a lot of ground if you're in the wrong place. And it seems like this defense, the way things are shuffled all over the place, the guy who can adjust and recover, that recovery speed is huge.
Yeah. It's the old story of if you're the Little League coach and you put the kid in and you stick him out in right field and you say, gosh, I hope they don't hit the ball to him. But the ball always finds him, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's the inning where everyone hits to the opposite field. Now, with the Browns defense, I think, and, you know, the field becomes tipped to you on the other side at cornerback because people stay away from Joe Haden so much. I mean, many, many times, Vic, last year I would look, and Haden's uniform was white clean.
Right.
I mean, you know,
right.
He didn't have a grass stain on it or anything like that. And it's not because he didn't want to get involved. It was just because people were staying away from him. So they were going after Sheldon Brown, Buster Skrin, anybody else that went in there. You know, and so that's going to come your way anyway. And you have to be ready for it. And I don't think Skrin backs away from that.
No, he doesn't back away from it at all. Jim, and more that we talk about this, too, the coaching. We mentioned North Turner and how the offense can handle the Gordon thing. But overall now, it's interesting to me how Rob Chudzinski handles these coming weeks as a head coach for the first time again. Everything's a first-time experience for him as a head coach. And I sense that, he'll kick back a little bit. He was joking, I know, at the end of minicamp. I hope he wasn't joking. He says, hey, I'll be around, try to catch some Indians games. I'll try to be out and about and just enjoy life with my family. And he's got, you know, some little kids and a beautiful family. But I also see the grinder in Chudzinski not allowing him to completely just get away from this. No coach does, but I think least of all him.
Do you think he could close? I mean, the Indians have a little bit of an opening right there. If he could get three outs in the ninth, that would be nice. I think that Rob is one of these guys that it's hard for him to totally put it away. You know, I thought he did a great job in his first build up in his off season as he got them in. He had a lot of work to do. It's a different job for him now. He's not just concerned offensively. He's got the broad picture of this team with a heavy accent on offense because that's his level of expertise, but he's got great minds over there with him on the offensive side of the ball. He's got an experienced offensive line. He's got an offensive line coach that's been here with this group for a number of years now. So now, you know, like I said, it will be interesting to watch that defense perform during training camp. It will be interesting to watch him.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of practices will he run when you're going to start to get some attrition here of guys get nicked up when you hit? You know, how are you going to divvy up playing time with these guys? It's fascinating to watch. How much do you play Whedon? How much is too much? How much is not enough to get him ready if he's your guy, and let's say he is the guy? These are all big decisions that we'll have a better answer on in about 6 or 7 weeks.
And really, the use of Gordon is a factor because you want to get him sufficient playing time in those four games because of the two regular season games he's not going to play, and you want him certainly hitting the ground running as much as possible by game three.
Yeah, right, because now, as I understand it, Vic, now once the season starts, he's out of the picture.
Can't do anything.
But, you know, so you're going to have him, you know, and get him ready to go. The other thing is you're going to have to get somebody else ready to go, you know, for those first two games.
Right.
So that playing time and how you're going to divvy that up will be big. Last year they played that kid all the time because they wanted to get him ready for the regular season because he really had no at least NFL offseason. Big time for Rob Chudzinski. I'm looking forward to it because I think he's handled everything else so well leading up to it.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for the breakdown, and we will catch up again next week.
We will.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. He joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's when I invented trinoculars. After a day on the boat, seems like the only thing I'm not good at? Fishing. So I head to Bonefish Grill to get the freshest catches. My server appears with tropic heat martinis for me and my crew. Each sip of pineapple and jalapeno turns our day at sea into an epic tale told. My first mate dives into shrimp and scallop saucy. Tender seafood sautéed with fresh lime and tomato. It's perfect for the season. Just like my boating pants. Finally, I feast on the wood-grilled grouper, delectably fresh from the Gulf Coast. And served with mango salsa, it's even better than being called El Capitan. Well, almost.
For a limited time only, feast on all your favorites at Bonefish Grill. Our summer fresh catch has succulent lobster tail, shrimp, and scallops, two sides and a salad, all for $19.90.
If only summer lasted all year. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To Twitter we go, at Pumpkin Nation. Does Josh Gordon's two-game suspension bar him from the Pro Bowl if he's eligible and selected? Having trouble getting an answer. No, he would be eligible for postseason honors. I mean, he'll have to do it over 14 games of production, and I think that's the challenge here is could he put up enough numbers in a 14-game season to qualify for that? And frankly, if he were to put up impressive numbers, you know, this is the other thing, compared to other receivers, everything he does will be measured by doing it in fewer games. So it could actually, not saying this is a benefit, because there really isn't, I can't think of any benefits here, other than hopefully lesson learned, but the benefit is that you get a chance to show how really good you are by doing more in fewer games. All right? Makes sense. At Steve Tamura 2 from Twitter, he says, who will have the better season for the Browns, Devon Bess or Greg Little? It's a good question. And I'm going to guess some of the framing of this is based on, and this is from Twitter, some of the framing of this question is based on Gordon's absence as well. But just taking it at face value, let's say Gordon would be the, you know, lead the team in catches. And if by best or better season, you are referring to the guy who gets the most catches, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say you are, I'm going to lean in the direction of best. And here's why. What does he have over Little? He has experience over Little. And he has the nature of that slot position that I think will put him in a spot where he can catch more passes than one of the two perimeter guys, if not both, by the way. And in the structure of this offense, even though we know North Turner teams to have those big outside guys and feature those big outside guys with big plays, the way trends have gone in offense versus defense is slot guys, you know, you think of Wes Welker, think of some other players who play that slot position, can come up big because of the ability to get open underneath the seams in the vacated areas of zone coverage. And you see it on a regular, I think the template of what we can expect to see during the season has been seen during the offseason workouts of the Browns, because they're working against this 3-4 defense that does a lot of zone blitzing. Ray Horton's gotten a lot of questions. Actually, his Twitter handle is DVTheMan93 from Twitter. He says, is there any chance the Browns bring in Vonta Leach or Tavarus Jackson? Leach could be a solid pickup. Well, you're among many that have been talking about this. My understanding is, since being released by the Ravens earlier this week, Leach has had a are supposed to have a visit with the Dolphins, I believe. I think they had some interest in him. And I think they're very interested in him. At least that's what the reports that are coming out of Florida. There's been some speculation that, you know, the Atlanta Falcons that need some fullback help in their offense would look his way. Now, those of you who look at the Browns and say, well, why wouldn't the Browns want to be interested in him? And I don't know for a fact that they aren't, but I don't get the sense that they are. And I don't get the sense that he again, trends as a big priority for the way this offense is structured. We've said this before, just in terms of how they utilize their backs as a whole, and that he is, again, that more traditional sledgehammer fullback that I don't think fits this scheme as well as maybe previous Brown schemes, where I know that a lot of people who followed this team felt or feel that the fullback should be a bigger and more prominent part. I think when you're looking at this offense, you're looking at, again, vertical passing and emphasis on throwing deep and emphasis on opening up the run via the pass, emphasis on getting defenses to back off. And I don't know that they go to a power mode. Now, you could also make an argument that, well, what about those first couple of games when the passing game is presumably weakened by Josh Gordon's absence? Will they have to be more of a power team then? Two tight ends, multiple backs, and hammer away that way. Maybe. But I don't get the indication now that is such a big priority. I think we'd have that answer by now. I think the fullback position would be addressed by now. They wouldn't have waited for Vonta Leach to be available. But that's just my educated sense on that, such as it is. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to the man who coaches the guys who block for Trent Richardson, who block for Brandon Weeden, who do the grunt work. He is George Warhop, veteran offensive line coach. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
we're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
They all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Dial it. They never will. Party. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dial it. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
We all know that it's not easy to shop for men, but when it comes to Father's Day, I can assure you that you need to look no further than Danny Bays. If your dad is anything like mine, he loves games, but especially games that can be played with the whole family, like ping pong, shuffleboard, air hockey, or even pool. So why not come to Danny Bays and fulfill your dad's greatest need, fun time with the family? And wait, there's more. We not only have the best Father's Day gifts, but we are also offering fantastic deals on these perfect presents for dad. So come visit Danny Bays this week and get up to 30% off of ping pong, foosball, air hockey, shuffleboard, and even pool tables. 30% off of Father's Day gifts. Only good while supplies last. Visit Danny Bays in Mayfield Heights, Fair Lawn, Westlake, at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVays.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Danny Bays.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Well, after dropping 8 in a row, the Indians looking to start a winning streak tonight. They'll wrap up their 3-game series with the Rangers, as well as their 9-game road trip. First pitch at 8:05, Ubaldo Jimenez will make the start. It's an off night in the NBA Finals. Game 4 tomorrow night, with San Antonio leading Miami 2-1, and MRI showing Spurs guard Tony Parker has a mild hamstring strain. San Antonio hopes he'll be good to go for tomorrow night. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Outstanding producer Dave DiNatale for giving us a little Steve Miller on this Football Wednesday. But yours is Jay Giles. Jay Giles. Jay Giles. Jay Giles on a Football Wednesday. Give me some Steve Miller later, though. I was kind of jonesing for some Steve Miller. But thank you for the Jay Giles, and that's one of my favorites, too, even though I credit a different artist. Hey, Browns fans, unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us now is George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns. And coach, so much is talked about with regard to continuity in the offensive line. And I think a perfect example of maintaining continuity is the fact that you're back here coaching this line along with Coach Mike Sullivan as well. But that's important to keep that going.
I think it is. I think we have a really good group. We have a lot invested in this group. And, you know, they've gotten better every year. So it was a good opportunity for me to stay, and I welcomed that opportunity.
And how does it change for you to work now with a different head coach in Rob Chudzinski, a different offensive coordinator in North Turner, but the same group of guys that you're coaching, essentially? How does it change from your standpoint?
Really, from my point of view, not a whole lot of change, and just in terms of how we do stuff, how we go about technique-wise, communication-wise, and that doesn't change. What changes is, you know, Rob's perspective of what he wants, and I had the opportunity to work with Norv in San Francisco, so I fully understand how Norv is wired and what he wants and how he wants it done. So that part of it's easy. Even working with Rob is very easy, just plugging into what he wants and how he wants it done.
I would think the biggest difference in pass protection under these coaches and this scheme versus what you did previously is that blockers basically got to hold their blocks longer. It's more that vertical game, right, and longer developing pass patterns.
I don't buy into that. Norv gets the ball out. I know in San Francisco there was never an issue with the quarterback holding the ball. I don't anticipate that being an issue here now.
So even if the patterns take a while to develop, the quarterback is getting it out to that first open guy soon enough that blockers aren't under any extra duress.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because in San Francisco, I'll be honest, you know, Norv came in, he says, you know, we're a seven-step drop team, we do this, this, and this. I'm like, really? is this going to be an issue? And it was outstanding. Again, they don't hold the ball. I mean, seven steps. You know, everybody talks about seven steps or a vertical passing game. That's a bit of a misnomer. I mean, we block for a spot. We've always blocked for a spot. And with Norv, the ball comes out quicker. It'll probably come out faster than it did a year ago.
What have been some of your observations of how this line has worked through the offseason, through the OTAs, through mini camp? What are some of the things that have jumped out at you?
For the first, you know, our leaders, Alex and Joe, I thought they did a nice job. I thought they came back. You know, we have a new strength coach, a new program, and I think they plugged into that, and that carried over to what we're doing in the off-season program or the OTAs. To see Mitch progress, which is very encouraging, and to get Jason back and get him plugged in and get him up to speed again. So to see those guys come back in, be ready to work and go at it as they did, to see Jason come back in and really starting to get back up to speed and create some competition at guard. And then the young guys were brought in. You know, the kid Gilkey's got a chance to be a contributor at some point in time, and Gerard Shaw's had a good spring.
You mentioned Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle who started as a rookie all last year. What's different about him in year two other than the fact that it is year two?
He's just more comfortable. He understands, you know, what I'm asking him to do. He's just a little bit more settled in anticipation of what's coming at him and how to deal with certain situations. So it's just a natural process of growing into being a pro, and he's doing that very well.
Did you give him some, I'm sure you did, but if you can give me just some highlights of what it was that you talked with him about at the end of last season to sort of work on things he needed to focus on through the off season, and how has that come together?
You know, at the end of last year, really for him was just trusting himself in pass pro, just trusting his set, trusting his hands, trusting what he sees, and he's done that. And then, you know, it's other things we have to continue to work with him. It's just how he uses his hands as a means of protecting himself and knocking hands off, and all that he's done. He did it, you know, at the start of the OTAs. He was doing a very nice job of it at the end of the OTAs, and that's something we'll progress and continue to do. And Mitch is a very good run blocker. You know, people talk about the protection part of it and him being a rookie starter, but he's a very good and physical run blocker, and that showed also this spring.
George Warhop, offensive line coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You mentioned Jason Pinkston, and it has to, I know it did for me, it has to do your heart pretty well to see him just back out there after all the trauma, what he went through last year with the blood clot in his lung, how scary a situation that was, and to see him now at a point where he can come out and practice. What's that mean to you?
Well, it really is what it means to him. I mean, I'm his coach. I'm ecstatic to have him out there just participating. But for him to know that his career can continue, I mean, that's outstanding for him and his family. Now, from a football standpoint, you know, we've had to kind of bleed him in slowly. At the last week OTAs and the mini camp was the first time he was fully taking all his reps. So now we're going to training camp and we'll see what happens. We got three guys who can start, and I personally don't care which two start. We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, you mentioned, of course, the three people in that rotation. You've got John Greco, who filled in admirably for Jason last year. You got Sean Lavoie at that other spot. John Greco showing, I think, as a veteran, that he could be more than a stopgap guy, and he's been working with a lot of first team work through this offseason.
Yeah, John, you know, he's an interesting guy. When he came out of Toledo, I called him up, you know, and he was a late ad, and I said, hey, you know, they told me to call you, they're thinking about you being a free agent. I said, but you're probably going to get drafted. So this is a wasted phone call. I don't know if he even remembers that. But, you know, when we got him in there, he plugged in and he transitioned well. And we had him playing tackle, guard, and center, and he kind of settled in inside. And John's a dependable guy, and all he needed was an opportunity. You know, and it's sad that it came about the way it did. But for, you know, his benefit, he got to start, I believe it was 10 games, played in 11. And to show what he has, you know, his wares and how dependable he is, how talented he is. So, you know, having him here has made a huge difference.
And Sean Lavoie, just where you see him in the course of his development right now?
You know, Sean, he started 32 games for us now. And I believe he started one as a rookie, played some center as a rookie. Sean's as tough a guy as we got. And he's quiet, doesn't say much, but, you know, him and O'Neal Cousins, if you knew you were going to need some stuff, something's going to happen, those are two guys, I don't care where you are, you want them with you because you know they're going to die right there with you. So Sean is as tough as there is. He's gotten so much better in his time here, and this spring, I mean, you could see it. From about the second week of OTAs on, he's really elevated his game. So, as I said, you know, we got three guys that can start, so we'll see what happens.
So with Joe Thomas and with Alex Mack, it gets to be easy to take guys like that for granted, that they're as good as they are, and they're just going to be there and be steady, and you don't worry about them. But I'm sure, again, as a coach, you're looking at everybody, studying even any nuances that might be different than before. Well, give me a breakdown of both of those guys as they enter this season.
You know, Joe is extremely consistent, and Joe does a good job of self-evaluating, and he listens. So you don't have to do a whole lot with Joe in terms of correcting a whole lot of technique issues or whatnot. But, you know, sometimes his feet to get out of whack or his hands to get out of whack or whatever. And all you got to do with him is say, hey, Joe, this is this. And he fixes it immediately. It's not a process of taking him days to get it done. You say it, it's fixed, and he works on it the next day. And that's all players, you know. He might lose track of something here or there, but really with him, it's not hard to coach him and to get him to stay on track. He does it himself for the most part. And then with Alex, you know, Alex is pretty amazing, actually. I mean, the guy is, I don't know, 310, 308. He's extremely athletic. He is extremely smart. Of all the guys that had the most put on him with the change, it's him. He sees the defense, the protection changes, and he's really embraced that. And he did a fantastic job this spring against Ray Horton's defense, which you see everything known to man. And he sifted most of it out and made the corrections, even stuff we hadn't talked about. You know, he put it together out there and made decisions during the course of practice that allowed us to do some stuff and made it very smooth for everybody involved. So, you know, all I can say about Alex Mack is his growth. He's going into his fifth year. Has been phenomenal.
I'm glad you brought up that defense because I was going to go there next. Just seeing that on a daily basis in practice, all the variables, the multiple fronts, the aggressiveness, and the general mentality of a defense that attacks, this is different than what this offensive line has dealt with previously. So I would assume it is a good thing to have to deal with that on a regular basis in practice, especially in helping this group get ready for two games a year against the Steelers, two games a year against the Ravens.
Yeah, anytime you can put yourself in a situation where you have to make adjustments, and sometimes there are adjustments that you don't have a chance to talk about, it just builds the foundation and actually builds the confidence of the group that, you know, going into the season, we're not going to see much more than we're seeing now. We're not going to be challenged more than we're being challenged now. So even if we're going into a game and they give us something that we haven't discussed or we haven't seen before, at least not from that group, it's going to be an easy transition on Sunday. So to me, as much as Ray can give us, the better off we are in the long run.
And how does it work with the division of duties with you and Mike Sullivan as far as working together?
Well, we just work together. That's pretty much how it goes down. I mean, Mike, he and I are very different. You know, he's a little more quiet. I'm a little bit more vocal. But I think it's a very good match. It's good for the players because they hear two different perspectives. It's good that, you know, he's been with Norv, and as I've been with Norv, he's been with Chud. So he brings that side of it to it. So we just divide it up and we go.
Coach, thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.
Okay. That is George Warhop, the offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns, kind of breaking it down for us as he does so well in working with Mike Sullivan in that role. And a nice, interesting look at that group of offensive linemen. Always like the wisdom of George Warhop. All right, your wisdom, your questions, your comments, what you have to say, interacting with you. That's coming up on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol,
blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
If your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. The kind of guy that when Father's Day rolls around, Half Price Books really rises to the occasion. Books, music, and movies for all kinds of dads. Heck, last year I gave him the Lamborghini he's always wanted. Kind of. The complete photo history of that bad boy. And at Half Price Books, I can also give him the world's finest golf courses and the entire Old West. And when almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world. Show him that you're that thoughtful and thrifty person he knows you are. And what kind of dad wouldn't like to find his own surprises? A Half Price Books gift card can send him on a fantastic Father's Day treasure hunt. Half Price Books for Father's Day. Real treasures for all mankind. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, and Mentor. To find out more about the store nearest you, go to halfpricebooks.com.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 855-875-CASH. And we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 855-875-CASH for 2.99% 15-year money today.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Vic and Richie with you on a Football Wednesday as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. So happy to have with us right now Renee Harvey, Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, the youth football camp wrapped up today, and you got another one next week.
We do. A three-day camp, as you mentioned, ended today. We had about 200 kids between the ages of 7 and 12 join us. A few girls sprinkled in there. They did a great job. Broke the kids up between 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, 12-year-olds. And so the kids were really learning skills that are specific to their age group and how far along they're coming in the game. Did a great job. The rookie class actually came out yesterday and participated with the kids in terms of coaching them and really making sure that they're doing this because they enjoy it and they want to make sure the kids are having fun. And so you can see a lot of smiles on their faces. So great week of camp. And again, the second session will be coming in next week.
Okay, so the final camp is next week. Got
correct.
That. Okay. And the fitness zone is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Tell us about that.
So this will mark our 19th play space that we've installed in the greater Cleveland community. And this is really a fitness zone, a play structure for students to get some of that 60 minutes of activity that we always talk about. I'm very proud to be partnering with American Dairy Association Mideast and their Fuel Up to Play 60 program. So while they talk about health and nutrition, we've got kind of the activity aspect of it. So really come together. They're going to renovate the cafeteria for Claire Westrop, who is a Cleveland Metropolitan School District school, K through 8, and we're going to take care of the play structure outside. So we have about 50 volunteers coming out. Many of the rookies will be joining us tomorrow as well, so a good way to get them in and acclimated and giving back to the community. But looking forward to that, building that structure for the kids. They really will need this structure to play in.
And a big week wraps up Saturday with the USA Football Player Safety Coach Training Session.
You know, this is a big one all across the league for the Heads Up football campaign that we've talked about before. USA Football really making a strong effort to promote a safer game. And so each youth football league who signed up for this, we have 50 leagues that are participating here locally, they will get someone, one of their coaches, certified. They will go through this training, and then they will go back to their individual leagues, and they will teach the other coaches, they will teach the parents, and really trying to spread the message about proper tackling and proper equipment fitting. And so this is kind of that one of those first steps, and we're really excited to see the response that we've seen here locally with 50 leagues participating.
Great. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
Let's go to Facebook to Dominic. He says, the Browns will be what the Seahawks were last year. Breakout season, strong feeling about that. I like the optimism. Yeah, why not? You know, it's a pretty interesting division. I mean, I think it's a very tough division, and I don't see, I think we talked about this last night, I don't see where any single team in the AFC North took major backward steps. You could make the argument that the Ravens are going to be a very different-looking team, but are they going to be a weaker team? And I think it's hard to go there. I think they hit some decent spots with free agent replacements, with the draft. You know, I think they did a lot to keep themselves competitive. And again, that's the whole story. But the Browns, I think, make an argument for being better. It's just how much better. And a breakout season requires a lot of things to break right for you. Okay, that means you don't lose a top receiver for a couple of games, just for the record, just saying. All right, we want to thank Jim Donovan for being part of this show, and George Warhop. Want to thank Dave DiNatale, who is our outstanding producer. I'm going to thank you before I thank other people, Dave, just because. Lauren Whitaker, Joe Meadows, thank you guys. Drew Davidson, Sal LaFada, Drew Boatner, thank you guys. Three Deep is next, and we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.